Did you know that in Colorado there's an active volcano? We've got all sorts of fun and interesting information and more coming up.
We got lots of info. Let's rock and roll. It's Did You Know with Rhino.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Ryan O. In case you didn't know, I'm Ryan O. This is my show and I know exactly what you're thinking. When was the last time that thing erupted, eh? Yep. Did You Know with Ryan O is the podcast all about random facts, trivia, pop culture, and more. Yes, we go over aerometry, adaptometry, isopetometry, micrometry, and we might even plant a tree. But we don't do it alone. No, this episode, we are graced with the presence of an awesome friend of mine, the one and only Hazel Wegraff. Alrighty, so welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I am all right. I just ate some cornbread with my chili.
Nice.
So I've got this, like, you know what happens when you eat a lot of bread and it kind of just sits in you?
Yep.
Yeah, so I've got that feeling going on.
I feel that because I had pancakes this morning.
And you feel it for like 2 hours?
Yep. Yeah, Because we finally went to go get breakfast because we can sit now and dine. And we always get the certain breakfast and it includes pancakes. So pancakes are sitting very heavy.
Nice. Did this pancake place have multiple versions of syrup?
No, it did not. But it has a nice general store attached to it.
Okay.
So there's lots of things to look at. They probably have multiple syrups, but they only had the one with my pancakes.
Gotcha. If it's the one that I'm thinking about, then I normally get a blueberry if they have it available. But usually they have like an apple syrup as well. If it's it's kind of like a special occasion sort of thing.
Mm. Yeah, they usually have like specialty like seasonal pancakes. But we usually just get like the good old sampler.
Right on.
Because it comes with the hash brown casserole and eggs how you want it, and then like the sausage and the bacon and the pancakes. And I'm like, okay. I'll take it for that measly little price. I will take all that. Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's all about rocking it for a great deal.
Yes. Because.
So on a normal day, if you had the opportunity to eat out at, like, let's say lunchtime, where would be like your idea place to go for it?
I always crave ramen.
Okay.
I always crave ramen. There's not. Yeah. It has to be like an especially hot day for me to not crave ramen. But like usually my stomach will be like, ramen sounds good right now.
And is there a special restaurant somewhere in Orlando that has like the best ramen?
Yes. I mean, it's my own personal opinion, but it's over in the Dr. Phillips area.
Okay.
It's called Domu.
Okay.
And I love them. They also have really amazing, really crispy wings that they have on their appetizer menu. And I will always order those.
Now, do you do your wings spicy or like mild?
They only have like the one flavor. So it's a kimchi spice.
Okay.
Wings. So it's kind of like a sweet and sour, not sweet and sour, sweet and spicy. It's so good. I'm full right now, but I'm dreaming about these wings.
Oh, sure. No, like there are certain foods that just like speak to you at all times of day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will eat those wings. So if I can't have the ramen and because it's too hot, I will definitely have the wings and just be okay.
So how old were you when you moved to Orlando?
We moved here the summer before sixth grade. So what, 12, 13?
Sixth grade, so it'd be like 11?
11. Okay. Even younger. I don't know. The older I get, the more I don't know, like, how old I was when I was came here.
Because you're, like, 13, 14 in high school.
Got it. Okay. So, 11. You're right. 11.
Yeah. 11-ish.
Yes. We actually came from New York, and we lived there for about 3 years before Orlando, and then before New York. I was born in the Philippines, so we immigrated from the Philippines to New York, and then that's my train.
So as a youngster in New York, what do you remember about their food?
What do I remember about their food? They're just the variety of it.
Like, did you have like a favorite place that you guys ate at?
Not that I could really remember, because it was still, you know, I was what, 7 when we moved to New York.
Sure. So you had a nice 4 years of New York.
Yeah. So it was just, it was more like just, I remember always taking the subway to go anywhere and not having to, we really didn't have a car until right before we moved to Florida. So it was just nice to like, we walked everywhere. I also remember walking to school by myself, like going to elementary school by myself.
Sure.
Like, that's unheard of now.
The 80s were an interesting time.
I mean, it was very unheard of. So I'm just like, okay. Because I remember walking from our apartment building. You know, it was probably only like a few blocks away, obviously. But I do remember going to school by myself and coming home by myself. Now it's like, you have to. Also, Florida, very different. So I don't know how. I sometimes think, like, what it would have been like for my brothers and I had we actually stayed in New York versus moving down here. So, I don't know. It was a good, like, experience coming from, you know, coming from a different country. And then it was definitely a gigantic culture shock coming to Florida, because the main thing you needed was a car. Like, you can't go anywhere.
Because there's a swamp in between place A and B.
Exactly. Just far, everywhere, far.
Or so. You have to ride a bike, but that's only if you live near the West Orange Trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We took a trip, like a driving trip along part of the West Orange Trail.
Nice.
Like, we ended up going up. Like, ended up in Apopka.
Oh yeah, because it does. It's such a long trail.
Yep, but we didn't want to like ride our bike down it just yet. We were just going for like a little ride, and some of these little back road areas are adorable. There's like a little tiny town somewhere in the middle, and all it has is like a little post office that's about as big as like a restroom at a theme park.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly where my opposite side of the county, but my in-laws live in Christmas, which is the easternmost city in Orange County, right before the coast. And they have like no stoplights. Their post office is about the size of a rest stop bathroom. Like that poor little during Christmas time, though, that poor little post office.
Oh yeah, like they probably need to rent a giant storage unit just to keep all their packages.
But because everybody wants to go have their packages or letters mailed off from Christmas.
Oh yeah, I forgot that would be a novelty thing.
Yep, that poor little post office.
Especially if you like if the thing was coming from S. Claus.
Yes.
or C, or was it K. Kringle?
K. Kringle. Mommy, I didn't know Santa lived in Florida.
He lives in Christmastown.
It's his summer home, buddy.
I've always wondered if it's Chris with the CH or Chris with the KR.
I don't know.
That's a good thing. Let's figure it out.
That is a good thing. Let's find out.
Right.
I feel like it's different. It's different, like, wherever.
Santa Kringle. All right. All right. I'm getting KR so far.
Okay. So it's like Chris, like K-R-I-S?
Yes.
And then, so double K.
Double K.
Got it.
Yeah. So we got Saint Nick, Chris Kringle, Father Christmas. So he's the father of the town of Christmas in Florida.
All right.
That's what I'm saying right now.
Hey, I believe it. There's a gigantic perpetual Christmas tree there, so his house is probably behind it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Someone should open. They probably already have like a reindeer themed, like restaurant, like a little diner.
That would be fun. Except it's in the middle of the swamp, though.
Yeah.
That's
so
the
like
only
Christmas
thing.
With gators.
Ooh, they do have an airboat. Place over there, so maybe it's attached to the airboat place is this reindeer restaurant
where they play Christmas songs all year long in the town of Christmas.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So let's see, being a youngster in Florida, growing up in Orlando, what were some of your favorite restaurants?
I think I was always limited to whatever my parents wanted to go to.
As it is.
Like, yes. So like McDonald's was like a novelty for us, 'cause they would hardly ever go, and we'd be like, oh my gosh, McDonald's. And this is back in the era of the play place with the, like the little Hamburglar tower and
oh, sure.
Like, what's the name of the dude with the hamburger head?
Mayor McCheese?
Yes! So, we'd be like, oh my gosh, we're going to McDonald's. But, like, my parents would, they're Filipino, so they're very much, like, they liked Asian restaurants. And we would always go to, like, a buffet, especially, like, when family was in town. They'd be like, ooh, let's go to a buffet. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because you could get, you know, 20 people.
A lot. Everything.
For a decent price.
For a decent price. And there were like, I just remember, it was actually, a buffet, like a buffet, an Asian buffet in Winter Garden that they would love to go to. It is no longer, the building is still there.
Okay.
But I want to say that it's like, it's turned into so many different things since this place was an Asian restaurant. But when it was thriving, they made the mistake of putting the snow crab legs on the buffet, not anticipating a giant family of Filipinos to come and raid the snow crab buffet. I just remember like piles and piles of shells on this like large table with all of my family members.
Nice.
and they're like, oh gosh, this family is like eating all our crabs.
So that would be like the go-to thing on the buffet.
The go-to thing, always going to like a buffet
with the snow crabs.
Yes, with the snow crabs. So you can we were probably the reason why snow crab is no longer on the menu at most Asian restaurants now or Asian buffets. It's that family. Hurry, hide the crab.
That's great.
Oh man.
So then what sort of like shows, like switching gears here, what sort of TV shows were you interested as a youngster?
Oh man, I was talking about this with my friend the other day, and I shared this with my dad. My dad and I loved The Simpsons. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I when I would talk about how much, oh man, remember this episode on The Simpsons? And they'd be like, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons when I was growing up. And I'm like, why not? I just didn't, like, it was just a commonplace thing. Like, my dad and I would watch it, and I, again, didn't realize that not a lot of people were allowed to watch The Simpsons when they were my age.
Yeah, I was allowed to watch The Simpsons, but I really wasn't allowed to watch South Park or Family Guy.
I feel that. But yeah, Simpsons were, like, my dad would sit there and watch it with me, and he would laugh, and my dad, like, he was just so far from the norm. My dad, like, my dad really, really liked, wrestling.
Oh, sure.
like, just, he had, you know, he had his favorites and stuff. Like, he would love, like, Andre the Giant, and just, so I was very much influenced by whatever my dad watched, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then we would always, I remember when we moved from New York to here, he loved basketball, and he would still support the Knicks until the Knicks, like, declined, and he's like, oh, okay, and then the Magic started coming up, and he's like, oh, okay, I guess we're Magic fans now.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, enjoy the local thing if it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm still a Tiger fan. Even.
Hey. Yeah. That's all right. Like, I'm still a Magic fan.
Yeah, I was never a Pistons fan because, like, basketball never really spoke to me as a youngster. But I'm still a Detroit Lions fan for some reason.
Gotta be true to your hometown.
Yeah, and then but now I'm also enjoying the Tampa Bay Rays.
I actually like the Rays as well. We Chuck and I talk about how we should go, like, I mean, before all this lockdown coronavirus thing happened, we were to be like, yeah, we should go watch like a spring training game, like, you know, Tampa Bay, but it never happened. And then this happened, and you're like, well, don't know when it's going to happen again.
Yeah, we had tickets for the Rays and the Blue Jays, and it was nice. Going to happen. But it was like the week that all of it started.
Oh.
So I was sitting at work, constantly getting updates on Twitter, like, are they canceling major sports games? Are they not canceling major sports games? So I'm like, okay, well, that's a bummer.
Maybe. That is a bummer.
And then now you can't even, like, I understand, like, this is just a first world problem, shouting at them not having the things being open that I want them to have open.
Right.
But watching the older games is not the same.
It's really not. I think we were flipping through the channels one day, and it was like an old, like, man, it was an old, like, Mets game. And we sat there and we're like, it's all grainy. And you're just like, no, it wasn't a Mets game. It was an A's game because Canseco was playing.
Oh,
and we were
wow.
like, yes, it was that old. And we're just like, it's just you, right? It's just not the same.
That'd
just
be like
not the same.
What were they going up against? Like Ken Griffey Jr. or something?
No, I think older than that.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Like back before the whole like juicing scandal, I think.
Okay.
So yeah.
I got right here Jose
so much.
Canseco.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out his popularity. In Wikipedia, his baseball career stretched from 1985 all the way to 2001.
Oh, wow.
So if he was on the
A's.
It
had to have been. Yeah, it had to have been.
That was 97 or somewhere between 85 and 92.
Okay. It had to have been the 85, between 85 and 92, because it was probably like 85, 86. Because it was old, grainy, and. You kind of half expect a, you know, oh, tangents. Chuck and I watched Major League one day.
Okay.
Like intently, not even just like as like we were flipping the channels and it happened to be on and it was in the beginning and we were like, oh, okay, Major League, and we watched the entire thing and
yikes.
We were like, I can't believe we sat there and watched this entire thing.
That's a guilty pleasure movie.
Isn't it, though? Because you're just like, okay. Like, sitting there watching, like, Tom Berenger and hearing Bob Uecker.
There are certain movies and certain shows where I kind of gauge it based on, like, commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Like, you get to the first commercial break and you're like, okay, do I still want to watch this once the commercial's
right.
over? And then he's like, okay, second commercial break. Do I still want to watch this? Then by the third commercial break, it's normally like bathroom time. It's like, by the time I get back, do I still want to watch
this? If I still want to watch it, then I might as well just commit.
Yep.
There's been a lot of times where we've sat there and we watched something, and then at the end of it, we're like, we ended up watching that so intently. I think we were Netflix surfing one day, and we landed on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, not even just as a let's turn on something in the background and like do stuff. Like, we sat there and watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, when was the last time you've seen that movie?
Oh, ages. Like, back when it was still an attraction. Like, yeah.
At least 7 years ago?
Longer.
Okay.
At least longer. Like, we were... Oh, man.
You're talking about pre-Captain EO sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Longer.
Yeah, that's like a decade ago.
Right? Mm-hmm. There we go.
Because I remember when it switched over to Captain EO, because one of my friends, like, hates Captain EO.
How? I love Captain EO.
Well, as like a punishment, because we used to do like YouTube punishment challenges about a decade ago. he decided that his punishment would be having to watch Captain EO every time it airs that day. So he kept on going. He brought his friends with him, and it was just I think it's like 24 times they shout,
right,
Hooter. You hear that just 24 times. Hooter, come on, Hooter. Just over and over and over again. And I think it's charming and awesome because you end up with Angelica Houston. Well.
Right. I remember we were, I think we had just gotten back from Hawaii, and we were walking around, and it just happened to be the last day that it was there. And we missed it by like 10 minutes, and we were like, no.
Yikes. Who's going to be there to save or change the world?
I don't know. Not Captain EO anymore.
Well, luckily, it's on YouTube, so if you really need
Oh, yeah. I know.
And if you really want it, you can have like yourself in like a chair and just kind of bounce whenever he moves his feet. Choo-choo. That was one of my favorites. And then you get towards the end where he's singing Another Part of Me. And he's just dancing in rainbows.
Yes. I'm gonna have to YouTube it later then.
Oh, it's so great.
I'm gonna sit there and be like, babe, we're watching this intently.
The other day I was flipping through TV and the Simpsons were on.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, have I seen this one before? Do I want to sit through it? Because there are certain episodes of the Simpsons that are just, they're just classic. Like, you can just watch from beginning to end. Then there's some that you've seen 100 times. You're like, do I want to make it 101? And sometimes the answer is yes. Other times you're like, I'm good. But it was the episode where Homer ends up with the farm.
Have I seen that one?
And they plant a whole bunch of like crops, and only like one thing grows.
Yeah.
And it was actually a combination. It was a tomato plant, but the inside was tobacco.
Tobacco.
Yes. Tobacco. That episode,
yes.
My dad and I talk about that episode all the time.
The tobacco episode where they got addicted to the tobacco.
And like the cows chasing them. Yes. Tobacco.
I remember that episode. Oh, man.
It's one of those where you can't put it down. You're just like, okay.
No,
I'm
you
here.
Just have to watch it. That's how my friend and I were walking. We were walking the Tibet Butler Trail. There's a preserve over there. So we were walking through there, just, you know, and we were talking about Simpsons episodes. And I told her that one of my favorite episodes was, it was kind of like a Pulp Fiction episode where it was like different, the same story, but different perspectives. And it would like always clip, but it was the episode where, it always starts off with Bart going, he hears the doorbell And he's like, it's Milhouse. And then it keeps ringing. He's like, and it sounds like he's got something important to say or something like that. And they found like the illegal fireworks, and it would always cut to like different, like it would one perspective would like end, and then it would cut back to like somebody else, like the same spot, but it would follow somebody else in the story. And it was just one of those episodes that like I was just so engrossed in. I loved it. My favorite is it was the episode where Lisa built the language robot, Linguo.
Okay, I remember Linguo.
It was that one. Oh my god, Linguo. And my favorite part was when Lingo got into the hands of the gangsters, and they were always speaking like in slang, and Lingo was like, he basically exploded from all the bad grammar.
That's great. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's so good. Linguo dead. Linguo is dead. It's so good.
I was watching Community a few weeks ago, and they had the Chaos Theory episode.
Nice.
That's what that reminds me of, where they're sitting around at a party, and they each roll a dice to see who has to go and pick up the pizza from the front door. And so you see like that version, and then they go back. And then you see a next version, because they keep on showing what would have happened if it eventually, and there's seven of them. And so, you know, a dice has six sides, or a die has six sides. And so eventually you get towards the very end, and then someone catches it midair, and they're like, hey, you didn't label yourself as a number. And the guy's like, whoops. But it was just, it was stuff like that, because at any point there was the darkest timeline where like the most craziest stuff happened, and there was fires and it was nuts. So that's whenever you see Troy with the pizza and there's fire behind him, like that gif online.
Yes.
That one's ridiculous and a half. It's one of my favorite episodes of Community, which is somehow related around food. Most of my favorite parts in movies and TV shows are related around food.
That's relatable, because when people ask us, you know, what is there to do in Hawaii, or like, what do you miss most? And I'm like, oh man, the food. It's always centered around food. And like, they would ask us, hey, you know, where should we go? And I'd be like, you can go here because they have great plate lunch. You can go here because the food is great. It's always food.
So what is your favorite food for those of you who are listening?
My favorite food?
Yes, from Hawaii. Like,
from Hawaii?
Yeah.
It's always the comfort food. There's so many. It's so hard to pinpoint. I can't. But anytime it was just a good like melting pot of places. I think that's where my ramen cravings like hit like stupid like peak, because there was a good ramen place anywhere. It was so readily available that it was just, oh man, I worked at a craft store there, and like right outside was a ramen place, and I would go there for lunch and they knew my order.
Nice.
They're like, oh hey Hazel, and I'm like, hi, I'm back.
It's like, yeah, well same thing as usual. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that a lot of the low, like there's so many people of different cultures that live in Hawaii, like every culture had their own take on like food. There's the Japanese influence, there's Portuguese influence. And so, you can get like a katsu, and then down the street you can get like a malasada, which is like inherently like Portuguese. So, oh man, reminiscing. I love malasadas. Malasadas. There's a place in Hawaii called Leonard's. They have the best malasadas everywhere. And so a malasada is just like it's like a donut without the hole.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, and then it's
like a little sweetbread sort of thing.
Yes. It's fried, so you know it's good. It's probably very terrible for you, but it's so good. A standard malasada would just be covered in like cinnamon sugar, but you can also get it like filled with stuff. Like you can get it filled with custard, or you can get it filled with, they call it Haupia, which is like a coconut milk base.
Okay.
Like custard.
So like a coconut pudding, more or less?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
It's so good. We tell everybody, we're like, okay, we'll go. And whenever people came to visit us, we're like, okay, we're getting a dozen malasadas, and we're just going to eat it and just go to town.
Oh, sure.
I remember when, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law came to visit. We literally got, at the start of their trip, we got a dozen malasadas, and my brother-in-law kept eating it for the basically the entire week that they were there. And we're like, dude, those aren't good anymore. He's like, no, they're still good. it's like Homer Simpson and the spit pig. It's still good. It's still good.
Yeah.
So it was a good place for just like, the amount of good food that's there. You can get like Japanese curry. You can get, most locals like, they like plate lunch. So it's plate lunch consisted of, two scoops of rice, a scoop of macaroni salad, whatever protein like you decided to have.
Sure.
And it was in a styrofoam tray, and it was stupid cheap, but it was so good. My favorite place to go get plate lunch is a place called Rainbow Drive-In. It's right in Waikiki. It's super famous. It's actually been featured on Food Network. On
Triple D?
Yes, on okay. Triple D. So you go there, and it's like a walk-up place. It's not even like a sit-down restaurant. It's just you walk up to the window, you get your order, and then you're like, okay, we're going to the beach. Like,
oh, sure. Just kind of like a place called like the Taco Truck or
yes,
Taco Bus, but whatever it is.
Yes, but it was a physical building.
Sure.
Like, but it was just like a walk-up window and like fast food and so good. Hawaii is the only place you can get local. So at McDonald's, you have, you know how in the morning you have like the big breakfast, which is like your pancakes and eggs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you get you get like McDonald's style big breakfast, but also on the menu you get local breakfast.
Okay.
Like there were two types of these big breakfasts. So there's the regular pancakes, and then for the local, you can either get a scoop of rice, eggs, and spam.
Okay.
Or a scoop of rice, eggs, and Portuguese sausage, which was delicious. Or that you can get good. A combination. Oh my god, it's so good. You can get a combination of spam and Portuguese sausage. So those were their local breakfasts.
Nice.
It was amazing. And you're like, what? I can get spam for breakfast? I mean, I know I can make it at home, but it's ready at McDonald's.
Yeah, like you, especially like if you wake up a little bit later than usual.
Yeah, just go. It's so good. And then they have it's just a handy like snack that you can just like take with you. But they call they're called spam musubis. So it's basically rice spam wrapped in seaweed. So it's kind of like a little. Like a hand roll.
Okay.
If you look up musubi, it's spelled exactly how it sounds. Musubi. It's so
musubi.
Good. You can get You can get it at 7-Eleven in their like in their hot their little hot drawer or whatever.
Gotcha. Kind of how that you can get like wings and pizza slices and taquitos.
Yep. So they had that, but they also had musubis, and they also called them. They had in their little. Heat box, they had musubis and manapuas. Oh man, manapuas were delicious. So their manapuas are steamed buns with meat filling.
Okay.
So good.
There's that Asian takes influence me. Right there. The
yep, takes me back.
Nice.
Takes me back.
I was watching somebody feed Phil, and he was talking about just a whole bunch of fun buns that he's found all over the place, like at Hong Kong and in Japan. Like he just finds them. He's like, ooh, what's in this?
Yep. That's exactly how manapuas are. And it's funny because it's called it's called something different. Like, my mom used to make something called, like, something similar to a manapua, but we called it shopao.
Okay.
So, just same steamed bun with her own, like, little meat filling. And it was, I remember when she first was trying to figure out how to make it. And the dough needs yeast. So mm-hmm. you have to, like, you know, you have to do the whole let the dough rest and all that stuff. And I remember her first crack at it, and the yeast hadn't quite leavened the bread. So when we steamed it, it was more of like this putty. It didn't really rise, and she was so upset. And I was like, but it still tastes good.
Yeah. I know what it's like to have something. Yep. So for those of you who are fans of the show, you've probably heard of my pretzel incident. So let's talk about batch number two that I did this past week. Nice. I fixed the stickiness of the dough.
Okay.
By adding more flour, and then once it's on the surface, I add more flour just to coat it so it doesn't stick to things.
Okay.
But the problem with that is that when you eventually twist it into its pretzel form, mm-hmm. it doesn't want to stick to itself.
Oh.
So its shape doesn't take as well. So
got it.
There's a little bit of a give and take. It has to be a tiny bit sticky, but it can't be ridiculously sticky that it, you know, gets all over your hands and you pick it out of
right.
your hair in the back of your hands for a week or so. But I solved the baking soda problem.
Okay.
A deeper pot is what I needed.
Mm.
Deeper and wider.
Got it.
Because the big okay. problem that I took the pretzel, and then you're supposed to set it in the boiling baking soda water mm-hmm. as a kind of like a quick bath. You set it in there for like 15 seconds. But there's a chemical reaction that happens because of the yeast and flour and the baking soda.
Okay.
And so it kind of wants to splash up.
Huh.
So you need to give it some space so it doesn't flow over the pot.
Got it. So it's the deep fried turkey theory.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So then I didn't even need vinegar to clean up the baking soda problem because there was no baking soda problem.
Or vinegar.
That's right. So everything was fine. And then so we did beer cheese batch number one.
Okay. How'd that go?
Well, Rachel made it, so it was amazing. We had fancy types of cheeses. I don't even remember the names right now, but they were fancy, and we used some fat tire as our
okay.
beer. And we just added a tiny bit of mustard because it asked for a lot of mustard, but I don't
right.
like mustard. So we just added a little bit of
just
mustard.
Just a hint.
Mm-hmm.
That's
because
good.
Most beer cheese has mustard.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that spicy. We added some heat to it, and eventually we added some hot mm-hmm. sauce to it because it needed to be spicier.
Right. Well, if you're dipping the pretzel in it.
Yeah.
You need, yeah, I see that.
And so what I've learned from batch number two is the exact right time to add salt.
Got it.
Because normally you have salt at the very end of your process. Like, let's say you go to a pretzel stand. They
mm-hmm.
normally, like, spray it and then add salt and then let it sit in their rotating heater.
Right.
And so in this case, after you're done with the baking soda bath, you then put your salt on it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it bakes with the salt. So some of it
Got
bakes
it.
In, some of it doesn't.
Okay.
So next time for batch three, I'm going to add a lot more salt.
Get that salt in there.
Yep, salt with the berches.
Mm.
Which beer
that
cheese, if you pronounce it weirdly, turns into a different word. Yep, berches.
Berches?
Yep.
Like birches?
Bitches.
What?
Yep, berches.
Berches?
Berches.
It's like the beer can thing.
Yes,
it's the
beer
can
thing.
Beer can.
Yeah, go get yourself some beer can.
Beer can.
Beer can. Yep.
Beer can.
So that is my update on the pretzels.
I like it. It's a good adventure, I think.
It's something new that I've learned how to do.
There you go. There you go. And I like it.
Speaking of new things, we'll talk about more new things after a word from our sponsor.
Did you know with Rhino?
While you're listening to this ad, I'd like you to look down. Now look back up. Are you wearing an awesome shirt that says Team Ryan O? Or a shirt with a duck with a cup spilled over that says Party Foul? Are you also wearing a really cool button that says Did You Know with Ryan O? Or a hat that says Team Ryan O? Or I Know Ryan O? Well, if you're not doing any of those things, you should be. And you can do so by going to Zazzle.com/store/DidYouKnowWithRyanO. That's right, folks. I have my own merchandise shop, and you can buy all sorts of amazing awesomeness pertaining to this podcast and show your love by once again going to Zazzle.com/store/DidYouKnowWithRyanO. Wear it, share it, love it. And now back to our show.
Did you know with Rhino?
Alrighty, now that we're back to the show, it's time for a segment called Ryan O and the Mailbox of Doom. This is kind of where I go deep into a cave, open up the entrance to the mailbox, and try to escape any falling letters. It's great. So going back into the archives of questions of the week, I've got several of them. The question of the week that we talked about long, long time ago was, what is your favorite breakfast food?
Ooh.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you some of other people's favorites. And then at the end, you and I can talk about our favorites.
Okay.
So you know, let's see. We've got biscuits and gravy with fried potatoes and onions.
That actually sounds delicious.
A McDonald's number one with a large Coke. Let's see. Fruity Pebbles. What was your favorite cereal?
What was my favorite cereal? Oh, man. I want to say Fruit Loops.
Nice. I was a fan of Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Honey Nut Cheerios.
Those are good.
Let's see. I got a French toast.
Okay.
Eggs, pancakes, bacon.
They have brunch going on right there.
Yeah, we got an Oreo O's. That's a cereal, I guess. Yeah. Cheese grits.
Okay.
Just coffee. homemade cinnamon rolls.
They had to be specific.
Yes. Homemade, not like, you know, it's got to be homemade, apparently.
Right. No poppin' fresh.
Savory crepes. Blueberry bagel with whipped cream cheese. Mm. Oatmeal.
Okay.
We got some omelets. Eggs, Benedict, Frosted Flakes, bottomless mimosas. an everything bagel with avocado. Let's see, another omelet. Omelets.
Cracking lots of eggs.
Apparently, someone's got to crack some eggs in order to make an omelet.
I guess so.
Bagels, egg benedicts, anything. Oh, cold pizza.
Cold pizza is actually a good breakfast food.
Arepas. And someone said extra sleep. And chocolate chip pancakes.
Okay.
So, what is your favorite breakfast food?
My favorite breakfast food? If I'm really, like, craving it, I will do the local deluxe, like the Spam eggs and rice. It's so good. I know it's probably very terrible for me, but it's one of those things that you're just like, oh, man, that sounds really good right now. At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
But I like my eggs over easy. So you can kind of like mash it up in the rice with everything. It's so good.
Because it also adds a little bit more texture to it.
Texture to it, yep.
So one of my favorite breakfast foods is cold pizza. A nice cold slice of pepperoni pizza.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, you know, I had pizza maybe a couple weeks ago, and I actually had cold pizza for breakfast, and my mom was like, you're not going to heat that up? I was like, nah. It's cold pizza.
Yeah. Like warm pizza is good the first time or for lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. Cold pizza is a breakfast food.
That's right.
But also there was a cinnamon toast crunch French toast.
Huh.
Yeah, cinnamon toast crunch French toast. I had that over in a, it was in a restaurant over in Tampa.
Okay.
They also had a Captain Crunch French toast. Yep.
Mm. Fun fact, we have, it's actually in our kitchen right now, but there is a Captain Crunch pancake mix, like the berry Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It smells just like the cereal, but it doesn't quite taste like it when you turn it into a pancake.
Yikes.
It's good, though.
Would you put regular syrup on that, or would you need fancy syrup?
No, I would put regular syrup on it. Because I feel like fancy syrup would kind of, maybe like a berry syrup just to kind of like go with the crunch berry experience.
Sure, like a blueberry, raspberry, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Elderberry, boysenberry.
Elderberry. I do have elderberry syrup. I might try that.
I had an elderberry cider like a few months ago.
Huh.
And it was fancy and delicious simultaneously.
Nice.
I dug it.
It sounds fancy and delicious.
We did a flight.
I do like berry ciders. I like the not very breakfasty, you know, but it's noon somewhere.
Oh sure.
I like the Recorder Leg ones. There's the different flavors of ciders, but those tend to be my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, we were over in Plant City at like their cider place. It's not a brewery. Nice. That'd be like a meadery, I guess.
Huh.
I think that's what you call a cider place. Cider brewery? That's a fancy one.
Hmm.
I guess it depends on how it's made.
I guess so.
Because mead is honey.
Yes.
Breweries, I guess, is more a vague term.
I guess.
Well, speaking of not vague terms, now I guess would be a great time for us to go into our word of the day.
Yes.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you the word of the day, and I'd like you to guess what it means.
Okay.
So the word of the day is compunction.
Compunction.
C-O-M-P-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. Compunction.
Compunction. Huh.
It's a noun.
It almost sounds like compulsion, but it's not.
Okay.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Without giving away what it means? Not really.
Yeah, probably not. Okay. Well, dang. Compunction. Does it have to do with like punctuality and time? Punctuality? I don't know.
Well, time and punctuality could cause this.
Huh. Okay. Time and punctuality could cause this.
Or lack of it.
Oh.
Could also cause this.
Compunction. Great Scott, is it a rip in the space-time continuum?
That would be a compunction. Nice. How you would feel after that would be the compunction.
Okay. Man, takes me back to my first job.
So the official definition is anxiety arising from awareness of guilt or distress of mind over an anticipated action or result.
Ah. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So anxiety from guilt.
That's heavy.
Yeah. What do you mean heavy? Is like the Earth's gravitational pull is stronger in the future? Quick, tell me. How do we get them into these really tiny cars that only set for like 7 minutes at a time?
Oh I'll take a Pepsi free.
I just can't give it to you, man. When did you jump ship? So yeah, compunction, that is our word of the day.
I actually like it.
I do have a sample here. Roses can get old and sick, and there are better varieties to try. I have no compunction ripping out a rose that no longer works for me.
Huh.
Yep, no anxiety over the causing actions of ripping out a rose that no longer works.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting and crazy. Speaking of crazy and interesting things, have you ever been to like a national park or whatever that has an animal bridge?
No.
So there are these places, especially in like Northern Europe and in Canada, that have animal bridges. So you go on a highway and there's a bridge over top that connects one land to another land.
Yes. That's awesome.
It saves the animals from getting injured. And so it's all about their safety.
Nice. So it saves them from having to cross the street.
Exactly.
Nice.
Especially highways where people are traveling like 50 Crazy. To 70 miles right? an hour. So there's actually here's the crazy part. There's a bridge exclusively for squirrels. In what country do you think this would exist?
Squirrels?
Yes. The answer is going to shock you.
Japan?
That's crazy. I like where you're thinking. But it's the Netherlands.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, the Netherlands officials built a rodent-only bridge off of the N44 motorway.
That's awesome.
But it did cost like £120,000. Over a two-year span, the bridge was used by just 5 squirrels.
Maybe they just didn't know. Like, you know, maybe those 5 squirrels will tell each of their friends and be like, yo, there's a new way to get across the street.
And then eventually they tell their friends. So 5 becomes 10 becomes like 30 or whatever, however that
like
works.
Like squirrel telephone. Like, there you go.
That'd be great.
Oh, man.
So squirrels having a bridge. If you were to name a squirrel bridge, what would its name be?
Oh, man.
Like a squirrel what road.
A squirrel road.
What would a name of a squirrel road be?
The Peanut Causeway.
Nice. I love it. I was thinking Acorn Avenue.
That's nice too. Only because we have squirrels in our front yard and we've been feeding them peanuts. Mm-hmm. They know that our house is Peanut Central.
It'd be terrible to be a rodent with a nut allergy.
Oh my gosh. That would be the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Here's what all of your friends are eating. You can't have any.
Sorry. Your cheeks buff up.
Well, speaking of things that are semi-sad for the moment. So how many times... So let's rephrase this. When you go shopping, how often do you take Chuck with you?
When I go shopping?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, just cause, but some, like if I know I'm going shopping for myself, he doesn't have to come with me.
Sure.
It's where we go together but I don't really go shopping.
So we've got a really interesting statistic here, about how long it takes for the average male to get bored of a shopping trip. I'll make this easy for you. It takes women about 2 hours to get bored of a shopping trip based off of statistical data.
Okay.
How many minutes do you think it takes for an average male to get bored of a shopping trip?
2 minutes or less.
It's a little bit longer. It's actually 26 minutes, so just under a half an hour.
Okay.
Because 2 minutes you can push through. After about 20, you're like,
I feel like you can do anything for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is probably, it's a good in and out shopping trip.
10 minutes is how long it takes for you to get from one commercial to the next.
Not anymore. You can speed through that stuff if you have Timo or if you've recorded it.
That's right. Well, even still, some of these apps, like, they create commercials for you now where there wasn't some in TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous and a half.
Yep.
So yeah, so that's our interesting shopping fact of the week.
26 minutes?
26 minutes.
I can see that though.
Yeah.
Honestly, I probably would get bored after 26 minutes if I
Oh sure. And so now we're going to have a new segment into our show where I'm basically calling it Imagine This. It's okay. Basically a version of Mad Libs.
Oh.
So we're going to create a story called Imagine nice. This based nice. Off of random things. So what I need from you is a color.
Pink.
A word that ends in EST, like a superlative.
Strangest.
An adjective.
The adjective is describing, right?
Yes.
It's a describing word.
Yes.
Many.
Okay. Plural body parts.
Plural body parts. Toes.
Singular body part.
Eye.
A noun, which is a person, place, or thing.
Egypt.
An animal, plural.
Wolves.
An adjective.
Two.
Okay. And another adjective.
Purple.
Okay. And I'm going with sticky as the last adjective.
Sticky. That's a good one.
All right. And here it goes. It says go mad. Let's see what we got. All right. This one is about dragons.
Oh, fun.
The pink dragon is the strangest dragon of all. It has many toes and an eye shaped like Egypt. It loves to eat wolves, although it will feast on nearly anything. It is two and purple. And you must be sticky around it or you may end up as its meal.
That's amazing.
How about one more?
Okay.
Because it's ridiculous. Let's go with this one. All right. I need a silly word.
Rambunctious.
I need a last name. Smith?
Johnson?
Johnson. Love it. An illness.
Oh. The flu.
A plural noun.
Grapes.
An adjective.
Weird.
Another adjective.
I'm trying to think of a good one. You came up with sticky last time, and that was great. Feathered.
Feathered. Okay. A silly word.
Another silly word?
Yep.
Cantankerous. Oh, that's a good one.
A place.
The moon.
A number.
8.
And then the last adjective, I'm going to say smelly. All right. This one is called Sick Note. It says, dear school nurse, Rambunctious Johnson will not be attending school today. he/she has come down with a case of the flu and has horrible grapes and a weird fever. We have made an appointment with the feathered Dr. Cantankerous. who studied for many years in the moon and has 8 degrees in podiatrics or pediatrics. He will send you all the information you need. Thank you. Sincerely, Mrs. Smelly.
Oh, man. Rambunctious Johnson is a good name for another band.
Yes. We now need a t-shirt that says Rambunctious.
Rambunctious Johnson. Yes.
Ram.
I like it.
Rambunctious Johnson. I'm writing this down. T-shirt ideas.
Rambunctious Johnson.
By the time this comes out, I will have those t-shirts available.
Rambunctious Johnson, and the title of his debut album is Sick Note.
Sick Note.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, or that's the name of his tour.
Nice.
The Sick Note tour. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's got a list of all the tour dates on the back.
Yes.
It's going to be great and a half.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so that was the first time I've done like an ad lib theater or imagine this, as I call it.
I like it.
Next time I have you on, I was thinking that we could create a kids' TV show. where we not only do like an ad lib, but like an ad scene sort of thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It would be great.
That's awesome.
And so now I guess that brings us towards the end, which means we normally jump into the random trivia generator.
Nice.
All right. So I'm going to ask you 6 questions. I'd like you to answer them as quickly as you can.
Oh, no. Okay.
The lightning round.
Oh, no.
If you don't know an answer, just come up with something funny.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. What car did Frank buy himself for Christmas in season 6 of the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, I don't know. A Corvette?
A Lamborghini. So you were very close.
Oh.
Genophobia is the fear of what?
Gene Wilder?
Knees. I like yours better. What was Pinocchio's father's name?
Geppetto.
That is correct. The asteroid belt can be found between which 2 planets?
Saturn and Uranus?
Mars and Jupiter.
What?
Which mountain is the highest in Australia?
No Kilimanjaro's in Africa. I don't know. The dingo one? I don't know.
Mount Kosciuszko.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a thing. And then
that is a thing.
Our final question. In which country is Cusco located?
Peru?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice work. You survived the random trivia generator brought to you by Random Trivia Generator.
I did it. I only got 2 answers right, but I did it.
Hey, 2 is better than 0.
Oh, man.
Nice work. So, yeah, that brings us closer towards the end here. So we normally end the episode by creating a question of the week based on all the fun things that we've talked about today, which we talked a lot about. Food and baseball
food.
And Simpsons and Christmas and Captain EO.
So good.
We talked about squirrels and we even talked about shopping boredom and some random trivia.
Oh my goodness.
So.
That's funny. If you could build a squirrel highway, what would you name it?
That's like the best question ever. If you could build a squirrel highway,
what would you name it? Oh, man.
That's great. I love it. Well, now comes the fun part where we get to talk about anything that you want to promote. So, like, any Etsy shops or anything you want people to check out?
I have my Etsy shop. It's called, you can find it at etsy.com/shop/hazelweedesigns.
Right.
And I do a lot of, hand-painted signs. I do a lot of hand lettering. There's a couple of stickers on there. I'm gonna update it soon with some more of the prints that I made. from this nice little quarantine break.
Right on. For those of you out there, that's HAZELWEADESIGNS. Hazel Way Designs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this epic episode.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been lots of fun. I hope you had lots of fun.
I had awesome fun. We'll do it again soon.
We're going to have to do this again soon. And for those of you out there, we hope that you find the answer or create an answer for the Squirrel Highway name, which is our question of the episode. And be sure to stay tuned after the end of the credits, where we have a little special treat for you that you don't want to miss. If you'd like to talk about that or something different, or pretty much anything, you can always do so by emailing us, didyouknowryano@gmail.com. You could check out the Facebook group, Did You Know with Ryan O, or there's always Twitter, @DidYouKnowRyanO. Thank you once again, Hazel, for joining us on the epic journey. And for those of you out there, we hope that you find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryan O, and we'll see you next time. Did you know? 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 Did you know it, Ryan O? Did you know it, Ryan O? Did you know? Did you know?
It's like our dog. Our dog runs hot, and he just pants, and he can't do anything about it.
Yikes!
I know, poor guy. He's very easily excitable. We have nicknamed him the Tasmanian Devil because he makes like weird sounds, and he kind of just he's always got the zoomies. So I'm just like, well, Taz.
So kind of just spins around in circles.
My gosh, with his he has even the vet said this, he has a very tiny attention span. Like the when I asked, I even asked her, I was like, do they have like puppy Ritalin? Because he might need it.
Puppy Ritalin,
right? Puppy Ritalin, maybe.
That would be a name of a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
We all
next on stage, Puppy Ritalin.
We are Puppy Ritalin. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. My baby, don't mess around in this. I know for sure.
But they have to like, I don't know. It would be the opposite of having Ritalin. Like they'd have to their songs like jump from like nonsense to nonsense.
And then the next song is like some sort of like smooth jazz.
Yes. Just the opposite of Ritalin.
Nice. I think.
Oh my goodness.
I think I'm gonna take this bit of conversation right here and throw it as like an Easter egg to the podcast.
No.
just the dog bit, so that we can make a T-shirt off of this.
I need Puppy Ritalin.
Yeah, Puppy Ritalin, like a black shirt with like a dog made out of like Microsoft Paint in the middle of a pill with like a circle around it.
Just Puppy Ritalin.
That'd be great.
It's an album cover. Let's do it.
The first song so on good. It is Where's My Bowl?
Where's My Bowl? Followed by Gimme Them Treats.
Gimme Them Treats. That's their hip-hop infusion song.
Yeah, like I said, it's just pure nonsense, so you might as well.
It's Puppy Ritalin.
Puppy Ritalin.
The T-shirt is now available for sale at the Zazzle page. Zazzle.com/store/DidYouKnow with Ryan O.
Did you know with